We now move to Little League Baseball, a little bit of sports dirt. It's been quite a week for Marco Rocco. Marco is 12, pretty good ball player. Last week, he hit a home run to help his Little League team advance to the New Jersey State Finals. And like so many of the players he watches, certainly at the college level and the major league level, Marco flipped his bat in celebration once the ball cleared the fence. Mm-hmm. At which point, the umpire, making Chris Kelly's nipples hard, said, "You are ejected from the game."
Oh, yes.
And suspended, which would mean he could not play in the next game, which was the state final. The state final.
But now, did the bat flip home run win the game for the team?
Yes.
So ejecting him from that game meant nothing. The game
correct.
Was over.
Yeah. Right.
The next game hurts. Yeah.
The next game hurts. Yeah. So the reason was unsportsmanlike and horseplay, unsafe horseplay. Marco, as you can imagine, was devastated with the suspension. He would not be able to join the teammates on the Haddonfield Little League team.
I know Haddonfield.
I know you do. They had to play the state championship game, which was last night. Marco and his family appealed the suspension, and yesterday afternoon, a New Jersey judge agreed with the family and said Marco can play. Because the judge said, frankly, this does make sense. If you watch the videos online of Little League, they celebrate kids flipping bats. They say the rules are enforced very inconsistently, so you can't single out one kid.
If that's the truth.
It is the truth.
But rules are rules. If I drive 57 miles per hour in a 55-mile zone, I'm not getting a ticket 999 times out of 1,000. But if the cop gives me a ticket, he can do it.
Yeah, but I mean, but you got to be consistent with it then, and they haven't been.
The umpires are not.
Well, of course, they should be consistent with it. But that umpire is doing the right thing. He's enforcing the rule, which is no bat flips. Sorry.
But Little League uses it to promote Little League.
Then they should get rid of the rule. But if the rule is no bat flips, then he's only doing what he is told to do. Now, they have inconsistent. If I go appeal that ticket, the judge may say, well, they'll knock it down.
You're wasting everybody's time.
But he doesn't have to. He can say, this is the rule. I don't like a bat flip. I don't like showing up the other team in any sport. And especially at 12 years old. Of course, they look at all their heroes, the
baseball, what they do.
Football players. They all flip bats. I've never liked the bat flip. You know me.
Man, this is a whole show so far. What are we, 4 hours in?
Seems like it.
Hour and 50.
You have been this is one of your best anti-fun shows we've had in a while.
I know.
I mean, you have just slammed on everything.
Wrestling.
Wrestling. Hey, don't like it.
Chuck Mangione.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
And now bat flipping.
And the Coast Guard.
And the
He's
Coast Guard.
He's on fire today, folks. He won't celebrate it, though.
No, this is the day you should be here. That's right.
Now, unfortunately, I did some checking last night. Haddonfield, Marco's team, lost. They were mercy rule 10-0 after four innings.
So it didn't even matter.
So Elmora, I think, will represent New Jersey in the Little League World Series.
Okay, so it didn't even matter that he played in the game. I don't know. I just feel like it is inconsistent. They should say, we're not going to use this to promote the game.
Yeah, but if you watch the Little League World Series, which will probably start in a couple of weeks, you'll see kids doing it.
The NFL used to do that a bit, too. They would have now they don't do it anymore.
Oh, the monster hits.
Yeah. They used to really celebrate those monster hits. They'd have videos, of course, all over
the place. Depleting players.
Yeah, and people loved it. And, on ESPN, they were like, he got jacked up.
Jacked up.
That was the whole segment. And they'd show these hard hits. And fans love that, but then of course the league was like, "Oh, you can't hit
player safety." Player safety is
so paramount, but they'd use it to sell the game. Derry, you're talking about bat flipping. Go ahead.
Yeah, saw the video of that kid flipped that bat. It went about 30 feet in the air and almost hit the umpire and the catcher. They had to get out of the way of the bat.
It was
excessive.
I had not seen the video, Derry.
That's my thought. Okay. I mean, if he's flipping
it's excessive
it,
too. Yeah.
I mean, it's over. It's not just flipping it. It's in the air, almost hit somebody. I'm with the umpire. I'm against the judge. I don't think the kid should be allowed to play.
Are you happy that kid's lost?
Yes.
Mercy ruled.
Yes.
Shut out.
Yes.
Send home early.
Flip that. Yes, I am glad. Hopefully it's a lesson for the young man.
He's turgid, folks.
Big time. Let's play my theme song, I'm Against It.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway, whatever it is.
I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it.
Oh, I love it.
My God. And we thought it was going to be just a nice, normal day.
That's great.
Who knew?
I love that they lost 10-0. That, finally.
Justice.
My nipples could cut glass right now that Haddonfield lost.